الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. نكمل ما تبقى من الدرس 15 من الدروس المهمة لعامة الأمة لسماحة الشيخ عبد العزيز بن عبد الله بن باز رحمه الله تعالى وجزاه الله عنا خيرا.
The Sheikh began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He went on to say to proceed, and he said that we have reached the 15th lesson in the book of Imam bin Baz rahimahullah, entitled Important Lessons for Every Muslim.
قال من الأخلاق التي ينبغي المسلم أن يتحلى بها الحياء، والحياء خلق يحمل الإنسان أن يفعل ما يحمد عليه ويترك ما يذم عليه.
And he stated that from the character, from the legislated character that it is appropriate for the Muslim to adorn himself with is al-haya, is modesty. And he mentioned that modesty is for an individual to perform those actions that are praiseworthy and to abstain from those actions that are blameworthy.
وقد أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الحياء شعبة من شعب الإيمان في حديث الشعب. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الإيمان بضع وستون شعبة، أعلاه لا إله إلا الله، وأدناه إماطة الأذى عن الطريق، والحياء شعبة من شعب الإيمان.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us that haya, this modesty, is a branch of iman in the hadith of Shu'ab. And the hadith states that iman is divided into 60 some odd branches. Its uppermost part is la ilaha illallah, and its lowermost part is removing something harmful from the roadways. And haya, modesty, is a branch of iman.
وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أشد الناس حياء.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is from the people that had the most of haya, the most of modesty.
حتى شبه حياء عليه الصلاة والسلام بالعذراء في خدرها. العذراء البنت الصغيرة التي لم يسبق لها الزواج أو لم تتزوج بعد، وخدرها يعني في أخص مكان في البيت تجلس فيه حياء. هذا أيام زمان كانت العذراء هكذا شديدة الحياء، فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان أشد حياء من العذراء في خدرها.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was more modest than a woman, a young girl who hadn't been married yet, who was in the who's in a hidden part of her house. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was described as having more حياء, more modesty than even this type of female.
ويشرع الحياء من الله تبارك وتعالى كما في الحديث الذي تقدم قال فالله حق أن تستحيا منه.
And haya from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something that has been legislated, has already been preceded, that Allah has the most right that we have a modesty concerning him.
ومر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على رجل الأنصار يعظ أخاه بالحياء، يعني يقول لا تستحي كثيرا، فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام دعه فإن الحياء لا يأتي إلا بخير.
And the there was a man who was passing another, and this and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was passing by two men. And one of the men was like chastising, reprimanding this individual because of his haya, because of his modesty. And he was telling him to not be modest, to leave this character. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to the person that was admonishing him, reprimanding him, he said, "Da'ahu, leave him, for certainly haya, modesty, is from iman."
ومن أجمل أخلاق المرأة خاصة الحياء.
And from the most beautiful of the character of the woman is haya, modesty.
حتى قيل الحياء في المرأة كالشجاعة في الرجل.
To the point that it is stated that حياء, modesty in the woman is like a man having courage.
فمن أجمل أخلاق الرجل الشجاعة.
So from the most beautiful or the best of the character of a man is شجاعة, courage.
ومن أجمل أخلاق المرأة الحياء.
And from the most beautiful of the character of the woman is حياء, modesty.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا لم تستحي فاصنع ما شئت.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated, and if you do not have modesty, then do whatever you will.
وهذا الحديث له معنيان.
And this hadith, it has two meanings.
يحتمل أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا لم تستحي فاصنع ما شئت، يعني إذا ما كان عندك حياء فحينئذ ستصنع كل شيء ولا تبالي لأنك بلا حياء.
And one of the meanings here one of the possible meanings here is that the person who does not have this haya, this modesty, then do whatever he will, because the person doesn't have any modesty to prevent him from doing things, so he would just do whatever he will, because he doesn't have any modesty.
والمعنى الثاني أي انظر في الأمر الذي تريد أن تقدم عليه. إذا وجدت أنه مما لا يستحي منه لا ينافي الحياة فافعله.
And the second meaning here is that if there's an action you want to perform, and it's not an action that is a blameworthy, or it's not an action that you need to be modest of, then go ahead and perform it.
ومن الحياء أن تقدم على ما تحمد عليه وتترك ما تذم عليه.
And from modesty, from this haya, is to come forward to perform those actions that are praiseworthy and to abstain from those actions that are blameworthy.
فتنظر في الناس ما وجدت من سوء أخلاقهم فتتعب حتى لا تكون مثلهم.
So you look at the people and you see what is the poorest of their character, and you examine it so that you do not do the same as they do.
فلا تتكبر على الناس.
So you do not act arrogantly over the people.
ولا ترفع صوتك إلى حد الإزعاج.
So you don't raise your voice to a very high point, to the point that you are like screaming.
فالله عز وجل ولا تصعر خدك للناس يعني لا تتكبر عليهم وصعر خدك يعني تصد عنهم تكبرا.
And Allah عز وجل has mentioned here to not be arrogant over people.
ولا تصعر خدك للناس يعني لا تصد عنهم بخدك تكبرا عليهم.
نعم. So here it is mentioned by Allah سبحانه وتعالى to not turn yourself away from them in a fashion that is arrogant.
ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا أي لا تمشي مشية المختال المتكبر.
And do not walk upon the earth in a fashion that is arrogant.
إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور المختال المتكبر الفخور المترفع على الناس.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't like this individual who walks about the earth haughtily, arrogant.
Wa Allah jalla wa ala kadhalika yaqul yani waghdhu min sawtik yani la tarfa' sawtak inna ankara aswati la sawt al-hamir waghdhu min sawtik inna ankara aswati la sawt al-hamir akhfid min sawtik
na'am
fa as-sawt al-munkar sawt al-himar.
So
no problem. Water, no problem.
No.
What is it?
And it mentions here to lower your voices and do not be like the for indeed the voices are the donkeys. The worst voices are the donkeys. Zakalo khairan.
ثم قال الشجاعة والشجاعة من الأخلاق الحميدة التي أمر بها الإسلام.
And then it mentions here a شجاعة, courage, and that courage is from the best characteristics that we find in Islam.
وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أشجع الناس.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was the most courageous of the people.
وقيل للبراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه.
And he stated to براء بن عازب رضي الله عنه,
هل فررتم عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم حنين؟
Were you with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم on the boat? Did you run away from the people? Did you run away from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم on the day of Hunayn?
هل هربتم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم حنين؟ يوم غزوة حنين؟
نعم. Did you flee? Did you flee away from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم on the day of Hunayn?
قال ولكن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يفر.
He said, but the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that day he didn't flee.
وذلك أن الصحابة رضي الله عنهم كانوا 12,000.
And that way, in that day, the campaigns they were 12,000.
وقالوا لن نغلب اليوم من قلة.
Well,
لن نغلب اليوم من قلة. كان عدد الكفار قليل. فقالوا لن نغلب اليوم من قلة.
Now, so they stated that day we're not going to be overcome by the small number of people.
فخرجوا لمراقة هوازن قبيلة هوازن من الكفار.
So هوازن. So they went out to be with these kufar to meet and fight them at the place called Hawazin.
فلما قابلوهم رموهم بالنبل فسقط عليه كالمطر نبالهم سقطت عليهم كالمطر على الصحابة.
So then when they met them, the bows came upon them just as rain descends upon them.
ففروا جميعا عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 12,000. فروا من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So all of them flee from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. 12,000.
فثبت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على بغلة لا تحسن الكر ولا الفر. فثبت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على بغلة. البغلة حيوان بين الحصان وبين الحمار.
Hey, now, so the Prophet ﷺ, he remained upon a mule, as the Sheikh stated, an animal that is between a horse and a donkey, a mule. So he stayed firm there.
ولم يبق معه إلا عشرة من الصحابة.
And only 10 of the Sahaba remained there with him.
وقد أخذ بخطام بغلته حتى لا يذهب في وجه العدو.
And he took the bagla, the mule, to do what? With the what? The rope. The reins. Nah, the reins. So he took the mule by its reins so it wouldn't go into the enemy, towards the people.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يدفعه في وجه العدو ويقول أنا النبي لا كذب أنا ابن عبد المطلب.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that he is اللهم استعان من فضلك.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يدفع بغلته في وجه العدو.
نعم, so the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم faced him towards the enemy.
ويقول عن نفسه أنا النبي لا كذب.
And he said I'm a prophet, I don't lie.
أنا ابن عبد المطلب اسمه محمد عبد الله بن عبد المطلب.
And I'm the son of عبد المطلب.
فيقول أنا النبي لا كذب أنا ابن عبد المطلب.
He said I'm the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, I don't lie, and I'm the son of عبد المطلب.
وأخذ حبنة من تراب.
So he took a handful of like dust and dirt.
فرماها في وجوه العدو.
So then he threw it at the faces of the enemy.
فأصابتهم جميعا.
And it struck all of them.
والمقصود أن الناس فروا عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والرسول كان ثابتا من شجاعته.
And the point here is that the people, they all flew away, they fled away from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he stood firm due to his shuja'ah, due to his courage.
وكانوا يقول الصحابة إذا اشتد الوطيس يعني اشتدت الحرب وقوتها كنا نحتمي بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And they stated here, and we hope we don't mistranslate this. They stated there that if we were the words are leaving me alone, Mr. If we were, huh? Now, when the battle gets tough, we will go ahead and seek protection with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
والشجاع منا من يقف عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
والشجاع.
الشجاع منا الذي يقف بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And those who are courageous were those who remain with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فالشجاعة أمر محمود.
So shujaa, so courage is something that is praiseworthy.
وضده الجبن والخوف.
And the opposite of it is to be cowardly, to have fear.
نعم يخاف الإنسان من الأشياء الطبيعية يخاف الإنسان ولكن إذا زاد الخوف عن المرء الطبيعية فهذا جبن مذموم.
So it's okay, it's natural for a person to have a fear of things, but if this fear exceeds this limit to the point beyond the point that is natural, then it becomes something that is cowardly.
وأما الخلق الذي يليه فهو الكرم وهو البذل من غير مقابل.
And from these attributes of good character is karam, is generosity.
وأعظم البذل ما أريد به وجه الله عز وجل أعظم الكرم ما أريد به وجه الله عز وجل.
And the best of generosity is that what a person performs only desiring the pleasure of Allah عز وجل.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated whoever believes in Allah on the last day then let him honor his guests, be generous to him.
وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكرم الناس على الإطلاق.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was the most generous and noble of the people in the absolute unrestricted sense.
فكان لا يرد سائلا أي إنسان يسأله شيء يعطي.
And he wouldn't turn any questioner away. Anyone that questioned him of something, he would respond to him.
حتى لو علم أنه كاذب في مسألته يعطيه عليه الصلاة والسلام.
حتى
لو علم أن السائل كاذب غير محتاج يعطيه عليه الصلاة والسلام.
Now, even if he knew that the person here was he wasn't in need, he wasn't in need, he was like a liar, he would still respond to him, answer him.
وذلك لكرمه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And that is due to his nobility and generosity, صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يأتيه الرجل فينظر إلى ما بين جبلين من الغنم.
So he came to a man and saw that was between two mountains of livestock that he had.
فيقول أيعجبك هذا؟
And he said, does this amaze you?
قال نعم يعجبني.
He said yes, this amazes me.
فيقول خذه.
He said take it.
ثم يأتي إلى رجل آخر ويعطيه 100 من الإبل.
Then he went to another man and he gave him 100 camels.
وفلان 100 من الإبل.
And he gave a man 100 camels.
ويعطي عطاء من لا يخشى الفقر. لا يخشى أن يلحق الفقر من شدة عطائه عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And it would be like fearful that he will become like poor due to him giving so much. So he would give in a way that He was given away, he wasn't fearful. Nah, he was given away, he wasn't fearful of becoming poor.
وسأله رجل بردة كان يرتديها عليه الصلاة والسلام. ثوب كان يرتديه.
And he was carrying a thobe. When I asked about this thobe that he was carrying, the garments he was carrying.
فأعطاه إياه.
So he gave it to him.
فعاب الناس عليه ذلك. قالوا إنه يرتدي الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. لماذا تأخذ منه؟
And the people like faulted him for this action of giving this in this fashion.
وتعرف أنه لا يرد سائلا. لماذا لم تترك الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم مرتدي إياه؟
And it was known that he wouldn't turn anyone away that asked him for something, and then he would give it to them.
قال أردت أن تكون كفنا لي.
He said كفن.
كفن الذي يكفن به الصوب الذي يكفن فيه الميت.
نعم. طيب. So we say that here the man was given these garments, and he was as though he was being faulted for doing so, and the man was stated that he wanted to be shrouded in this clothing.
ولما كان يوم حنين.
And then on the day of Hunayn,
أعطى فلان مئة من الإبل وفلان مئة من الإبل.
So he gave this 100 camels and he gave that 100 camels.
وكانوا هؤلاء حدثاء عهد الإسلام قريبا دخلوا في الإسلام.
And these people had newly embraced Islam.
وكانوا بالأمس كفارا ودخلوا الإسلام حديثا والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعطي هذا مئة وهذا مئة.
And just the day before, these people were kufar, and this day they embraced Islam. They were new, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would give this 100 camels and that 100 camels.
فقال بعض الأنصار.
So some of the Ansar stated.
اليوم ناصر الله سلم أهل المدينة.
The
ناصر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم من أهل المدينة.
نعم, the people of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that were resided in the Medina.
يعطي قريشا ولا يعطينا.
He said, "You give to the Quraysh, you don't give to us."
وسيوفنا تقطر من دمائهم. يعني بالأمس كنا نقاتلهم, اليوم يعطيهم ويتركنا نحن.
نعم, and their swords are still dripping with our blood. And how is it that you're giving to them, to these Quraysh, you're not giving to us?
فسمع بذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم heard this.
فدعاهم عليه الصلاة والسلام.
So he called them عليه الصلاة والسلام.
فقال يا معشر الأنصار ما هذا الحديث الذي بلغني عنكم؟
He said, "O group of the Ansar, what is this statement that you're saying that have reached me?"
قالوا إنما قاله بعض سفهاؤنا بعض الجهال اللي قالوا هذا الكلام.
And he said that it's just some of the ignorant, some of the foolish that have made these statements.
فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ألم أتيكم ضلالا فهداكم الله بي؟ جئتكم ضالين فهداكم الله بي.
And he said to all of them, didn't you all not come to misguided, and then Allah guided you all?
قال المنة لله ولرسوله.
And he said, this is like a blessing by Allah and His Messenger.
قال لم أتيكم عالة فقراء فأغناكم الله بي.
Said, did you all not come to me poor, and then Allah made you wealthy, gave you wealth?
قال المنة لله ولرسوله.
And he said, this is the blessing by Allah and His Messenger.
قال لم أتيكم أعداء فألف الله بين قلوبكم بي.
Did you all not come to me as enemies, and Allah united all of your hearts?
قال المنة لله ورسوله.
And he said, this is like a blessing by Allah and His Messenger.
قال قولوا. قال وماذا نقول؟
He said, what do we say?
ألم قولوا ألم تأتينا طريدا فأويناك؟
ألم
تأتينا طريدا مطرود من مكة فأويناك؟ حفظنا بك.
Did you all not come to me to receive you? Now, did you all not come to me as those that are rejected from Mecca, and we all received you and protected you?
ثم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated,
يا معشر الأنصار,
O group of Ansar,
ألا ترضون أن يرجع الناس بالشاة والبعير؟ أن يأخذ الناس الشاة والبعير؟
Do you not want the people to satisfy the people with camels and sheep?
وترجعون أنتم برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And in return to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الناس يأخذون الشاة والبعير.
The people they take a shaft, a sheep and a camel.
وأنتم سيرجع إلى المدينة معكم الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And you're going to come back to Medina with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ألا ترضون أن يذهب الناس بالشاة والبعير وترجعون برسول الله؟
Is it not pleasing to you all to go with these camels and sheep and come back with the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
والله لو سلك الناس طريقا أو شعبا وسلك الأنصار طريقا أو شعبا لسلكت طريقا وشعب الأنصار.
That if the people were to traverse a path and the Ansar were to traverse the path, you would take the path of the Ansar.
اللهم اغفر الأنصار واغفر لأبناء الأنصار وأبناء أبناء الأنصار.
And may Allah forgive the Ansar and the children of the Ansar and the children of the children of the Ansar.
فغطوا رؤوسهم وأخذوا يبكون.
So they all gathered themselves, if you will. They all like covered themselves and they all like began crying.
المقصود أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم كان أكرم الناس على الإطلاق.
And the point here, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was the most noble and generous of the people in the unrestricted absolute sense.
وكان أجود الناس بالعطاء عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And he was from the most superb, from the best of the people in giving.
وكان أجود ما يكون في رمضان.
And he was his at his best in the month of Ramadan.
حين يلقاه جبريل ويقرأ معه القرآن.
When Jibril will come to him and recite the Quran to him.
كان أجود بالخير من الريح المرسلة. الريح السريعة. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أسرع في عطاء الخير من الريح.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was more fast in giving than a very fast wind when it comes. He gave faster than even that.
فالكرم خلق عظيم جاء به الإسلام.
So this karam, this generosity, is from immense character, from tremendous character that Islam has come with.
وهو معروف قبل الإسلام.
And it was known before Islam.
لكن لا يكون الكرم كرما إلا إذا كان يبتغى به وجه الله.
But this karam, this generosity is not truly considered generosity unless it is done for the sake of Allah.
فقد صح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في صحيح مسلم كما في حديث أبي هريرة.
And it has been authentically reported on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in Sahih Muslim hadith of Abu Huraira,
أن أول من تسعر بهم النار تشتعل بهم النار ثلاثة.
That the first of the people to be entered into the fire of hell will be three.
رجل تعلم العلم وفي رواية قرأ القرآن وعلمه.
A person who learned knowledge in a narration recited the Quran and he taught it.
ورجل أنفق ماله في سبيل الله.
And a man who spent his wealth in the path of Allah.
ورجل قاتل حتى قتل في سبيل الله.
And a man who fought until he was killed in the path of Allah.
فيؤتى بالأول فيعرف بنعمة الله.
So the first one will be brought and his blessings will be known.
فيقر بها ويعترف بها.
So he's going to affirm and recognize that.
فيقال له وماذا عملت؟
And he's going to say to him, then what did you do?
فيقول تعلمت العلم وعلمته في سبيلك.
He's going to say that I learned knowledge and I learned it for in your path, in your way.
وقرأت القرآن وعلمته في سبيلك.
And I learned the Quran, recited the Quran, and did so in your path, for your sake.
فيقال له كذبت.
He said to him, you lied.
لقد تعلمت العلم كي يقال عنك عالم.
But rather you learn knowledge so it can be said to you that you are an alim, a scholar.
وقرأت القرآن لكي يقال عنك قارئ.
And you recite the Quran so that it can be said that you are a qari, a reciter.
فيؤمر به فيسحب على وجهه إلى النار.
So then he will be taken and drugged on his face and thrown into the fire.
لماذا؟
Why?
لأنه ما تعلم العلم وقال القرآن لله عز وجل وإنما أراد حتى يقال عنه.
Because he didn't learn knowledge, he didn't recite the Quran. So that he didn't do this for the sake of Allah, but he did it so that it can be said to him that he's a reciter and a scholar.
فقد قيل عنه ما أراد.
So it was said about him what he wanted.
فيؤتى بالثاني فيقال فيعرف بنعمة الله فيعرفها ويقر بها.
So the second one is going to be brought, and his blessings are going to be known, and he's going to affirm and recognize him.
فيقال له وماذا عملت؟
And it's going to be said to him, what did you do?
فيقول ما تركت من سبيل تحب أن ينفق فيه. إلا وأنفقت في سبيلك.
He's going to mention that there is nothing that you love to spend in this way except that I spent in that way.
فيقال له كذبت.
Said to him, it will be said to him that you have lied.
لقد أنفقت لكي يقال عنك جواد وكريم.
But you spent your wealth so it can be said that you are kareem, that you are generous and that you're good.
وقد قيل يعني قد نلت ما أردت أن يقال عنك فقيل عنك ما أردت أن يقال. لقد وقد قيل.
And it was said, just as you wanted people to say this about you, it was said about you.
فيؤمر به فيسحب على وجهه إلى النار.
So he will be brought, he will be drugged on his face into the fire.
ثم يؤتى بالثالث فيعرف بنعمة الله فيعرفه ويقر بها.
Then the third will be brought and his blessings will be known, he will affirm and recognize him.
فيقال له وماذا عملت؟
And it will be said to him, what did you do?
فيقول ما قاتلت في سبيلك حتى قتلت.
And it will be said to him, he will say, I fought in your path until I was killed.
فيقال له كذبت.
It will be said to him, you lied.
لقد قاتلت لكي يقال عنك شجاع وقد قيل.
But rather you fought so that it can be said of you that you were courageous, and this was said.
ثم يؤمر به فيسحب على وجهه إلى النار.
So then he will be taken and he will be dragged on his face into the fire.
والمقصود أن المسلم يجب عليه أن يبتغي بأعمال وجه الله.
And the point here is that it is incumbent upon a Muslim to perform his actions for the sake of Allah.
فإذا أنفق يجب أن ينفق لوجه الله تعالى يبتغي ما عند الله. لا لكي يقال عنه كريم.
So if he spends for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, he doesn't spend, so it means that he is kareem, generous. So this character of being generous, it is accepted and it is loved by Allah if it is done for his sake.
وبإمكان الإنسان بكرمه أن يغطي كثيرا من العيوب.
And it is appropriate for this person that from his due to his karam, his nobility, to stay away from many things that are faulty or socially unacceptable.
كما يقول القائل إذا كثرت عيوبك في البرايا عندك عيوب كثيرة أمام الناس إذا كثرت عيوبك في البرايا أمام المخلوقات عيوبك كثيرة.
And if it's said that a person has like so many faults that it is like open that it is known in front of the people.
وأردت أن يكون لها غطاء تريد أن تغطي عيوبك.
And this person wanted to conceal it, to cover it.
فتحلى بالسخاء بالكرم فكل عيب فتحلى تخلط بالكرم فكل عيب.
So adorn yourself with karam, with nobility. Well,
يغطيه كما قيل السخاء.
And stay away from this. Stay away from these ayub, these faults, and you will be covered.
الآن سأعيد هذا الكلام غير ترجمة حتى يفهمه. حتى يتحلى به العرب.
نعم. So he's going to repeat this now without translation so that the Arab can enjoy it.
لأن كلام العرب في الشعر جميل ويتذوقه تتذوقه الأسماع.
نعم. Because it said that the speech of the Arab that it is beautiful and is something that is delicious to the ears.
لكن مع الترجمة يذهب رونقه وتذهب ويذهب طعمه.
نعم. But with the translation is something that it decreases its delicious flavor. If you will.
يقول إذا كثرت عيوبك في البرايا وأردت أن يكون لها غطاء فتحل بالسخاء فكل عيب يغطيه كما قيل السخاء. الآن ترجمة. من فهم هذا؟
So who understands this?
هل فهمته؟ إيش معنى بالعربي يقول؟ إذا عندك عيوب أمام الناس. وتريد أن تغطيها الكرم يغطي كل شيء. طيب الخلق الذي يليه الوفاء الوفاء بالوعد والعهد.
نعم. And the next characteristic is وفاء, and this is like a fulfilling one's covenants, fulfilling one's contracts.
أن يكون إنسان وفيا لمن أحسن إليه.
That a person he does well, he has وفاء, he to this to one who has done well to him.
ولمن عاشره وعاش معه.
And the one who interacts with him, he's an associate to him.
الوفاء مع الوالدين.
So he has this وفاء, this fulfilling of covenants with his parents.
الوفاء مع الأزواج والزوجات.
And the fulfilling of agreements and contracts and covenants with his wives.
الوفاء مع الأخ والأخوات.
And this وفاء with his brothers and his sisters.
الوفاء مع الجيران.
And this fulfilling of contracts and agreements with his neighbors.
الوفاء مع الزملاء والأصدقاء في العمل.
And this, he has this وفاء, this fulfilling of agreements with those his colleagues and friends at work.
ينبغي المسلم أن يكون وفيا مع الآخرين.
It is appropriate for the Muslim that he fulfills his agreements with others.
يحب لهم ما يحب لنفسه.
He loves for them that which he loves for himself.
ويكره لهم ما يكره نفسه.
And he dislikes for them that which he dislikes for himself.
ويحفظ أسرارهم.
And he conceals their secrets.
ويستر عوراتهم.
And he covers their faults.
ولا يسميهم إلا بأحسن الأسماء.
And he doesn't call the names except the best of names.
ولا يرفع عليهم صوته.
And he doesn't raise his voice to them.
ولا يزعجهم بسب أو شتم أو لعن.
And he doesn't revile them by speaking ill of them and cursing them and the likes.
ثم يقول والنزاهة عن كل ما حرم الله.
And then he states abstaining from everything that was prohibited by Allah.
فالمعاصي قاذورات.
And so فالمعاصي
قاذورات نجاسات الناس.
نعم. So the
القاذورات نوعان. غلارة حسية وغلارة معنوية.
So the معاصي the قاد ذو قرات
قاذورات يعني النجاسات.
نعم. ذو قرات they're called like نجاسة and there are two types. A figurative type and a type that is real, tangible, intangible type, if you will.
كما أن هناك قاذورات مع حسية نجاسات كذلك في قاذورات معنوية.
just as there is filth that is a realistic, tangible filth, there's also a figurative, intangible filth as well.
وينبغي المسلم أن يكون متنزها مترفعا عن ما حرم الله.
And it's appropriate for the Muslim to abstain from what Allah has prohibited.
كذلك من الأخلاق الحميدة التي جاء بالإسلام حسن الجوار.
And likewise, from that, those praiseworthy, from the praiseworthy character that has come to in Islam is treating your neighbor as well.
والله يقول والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنوب يعني أحسن إلى جارك قريبك وجارك وجارك الذي هو بجانبك.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated here to be good to all of your neighbors, the ones that are close to you and the ones that may not be so close.
والجيران تختلف حقوقهم.
And the neighbors, their rights, they differ.
فجار له ثلاث حقوق.
So the jar, the neighbor, he has three rights.
وجار له حقان.
And there's a neighbor who has two rights.
وجار له حق واحد.
And there's a neighbor who has one right.
أما الذي له ثلاث حقوق.
As for the one who has three rights.
فهو الجار القريب المسلم.
So he is your neighbor that is close and he is a Muslim.
فله حق الجوار.
So he has the right of a neighbor.
وله حق القرابة.
He has the right of one who is close relative.
وله حق الإسلام.
And he has the right of Islam.
والذي له حقان هو الجار المسلم.
And the one who has two rights is the neighbor who is a Muslim.
فله حق الجوار وحق الإسلام.
So he has the right of being a neighbor and the right of Islam.
والجار الذي حق واحد هو الجار الكافر.
And the jar, the neighbor who has one right is the neighbor who is a kafir.
فله حق الجوار.
So he has the right of the neighbor.
من الجار الذي له ثلاث حقوق؟
So who is the neighbor that has three rights?
من يعرف الجار الذي له ثلاث حقوق؟
So who knows the neighbor that has three rights?
مسلم قريب وجار. له حق الجوار، حق القرابة. ما معنى القرابة؟ يعني بينك وبينه نسب. أخوك، ابن عمك، ابن خالك. وحق الإسلام. حق الجوار وحق القرابة وحق الإسلام. والجار الذي له حقان من هو؟
So the neighbor has two rights. Who's this one?
الجار المسلم له حق الجوار وحق الإسلام.
The one who is a neighbor, he's also a Muslim.
من له حق واحد؟
Who's one has one right?
الجار الكافر فقط له حق الجوار.
Now the neighbor who's a kafir, he has only one right, and this is the right of him being your neighbor.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever believes in Allah on the last day.
فليحسن إلى جاره.
Then he should act well, treat his neighbor well.
فالإحسان إلى الجار من الإيمان.
So treating your neighbor well is from iman.
وليحذر كل الحذر من إيذاء الجار.
And you try to abstain to the utmost degree of harming the neighbor.
فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول والله لا يؤمن والله لا يؤمن والله لا يؤمن.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated, I swear by Allah, he doesn't believe. I swear by Allah, he doesn't believe. I swear by Allah, he doesn't believe.
قال من يا رسول الله؟
They said, who, Messenger of Allah?
قال من لا يأمن جاره بوائقه الذي لا يأمن جاره دواهي ومشاكله فهو لا يؤمن لا يؤمن لا يؤمن.
So the one who like brings neighbor problems and treats him badly, he said, oh, I swear by Allah, he doesn't believe, he doesn't believe, he doesn't believe.
فالذي ينبغي المسلم أن يحسن إلى جاره.
So it is appropriate for the Muslim to treat his neighbor well.
فالإساءة إلى الجار فيها من الذنب أكثر من الإساءة إلى البعيد.
So treating a neighbor bad is worse than treating one bad who is further away from you.
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لابن مسعود.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated to Ibn Mas'ud.
لما سأله أي ذنب أعظم.
He said,
"ما سأله أي ذنب أعظم؟"
And when he asked him, "Which sin is the worst sin?"
قال أن تجعل لله ندا وهو خلقك. يعني الشرك بالله.
To associate a partner along with Allah, He created you, meaning shirk with Allah.
قال ثم أي.
He said, "Then what?"
قال أن تقتل ولدك تخاف أن يطعم معك. مخافة أن يطعم معك.
He stated to kill your child out of fear that he will eat with you.
قلت ثم أي.
He said, "Then what?"
قال أن تزاني حليلة جارك. يعني أن تفعل الزنا بزوجة الجار.
To fall into fornication with the wife of your neighbor.
فالجار يعرف مخرج ومدخل جاره متى يأتي ومتى يخرج ومتى يصل ومتى يذهب العمل.
So your neighbor, you know information about him when he comes in, when he goes out, when he goes to work, and in the affairs of his life.
فينبغي أن يبقى جارك آمنا منك.
So it's appropriate that your neighbor that he's safe from you.
فأنت تعرف متى يتواجد في البيت.
So he knows when you when he gets away, he comes to his house.
وتعرف كم عدد أفراد هذا البيت.
And you know how many individuals live in his house.
ومتى يخرجون ومتى يدخلون.
You know when they exit and when they go in.
تعرف إن كان عنده كلب حراسة أو ما عنده كلب حراسة.
You know if he has a guardian dog or he doesn't have a guardian dog.
تعرف إن كان عنده سلاح أو ليس عنده سلاح.
You know if he has a weapon or if he doesn't have a weapon.
فتعرف دقائق الأمور عن جارك.
So you know about the intricate affairs of your neighbor.
وبعض الإنسان بعيد لا 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 يأمن على نفسه أن يدخل بيت جارك. الإنسان البعيد لا يعرف أحوال جارك ربما لا يدخل لكن أنت تعرف كل شيء.
نعم. So one that lives very far away, he doesn't know like when he's safe, when he can come in and when he doesn't.
فيجب أن تتقي الله في جارك.
And since you do, you have to fear Allah concerning your neighbor.
والمقصود أن الإحسان الجار من الإيمان.
And the point here is that treating your neighbor well is from إيمان.
والإساءة إليه من الكبائر.
And treating them poorly, treating them bad is from the major sins.
ومن ذلك من الأخلاق التي مشروعة لكل مسلم مساعدة ذوي الحاجة حسب الطاقة.
And from these good characters to adorn that a person should adorn himself with is aiding one who is in need according to one's ability.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من فرج عن مسلم كربة من كرب الدنيا فرج الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة.
So in the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he stated that whoever removes a grief from the griefs of this life, Allah will remove a grief from him on the day of resurrection.
ومن يسر على معسر يسر الله عليه.
And whoever brings ease to one in difficulty, Allah will bring ease to him.
والله في حاجة العبد ما كان العبد في حاجة أخيه.
And Allah will, and Allah is in service, Allah is in service of the person's needs, so much as the servant is in service of others' needs.
وهذا يسمى الجزاء من جنس العمل.
And this we say that the reward من جنس العمل is from الجزاء من جنس العمل.
كما
that the reward it is accordance with the type of action.
كما تفعل مع عباد الله يفعل الله بك.
So the same way you act with the servants of Allah, Allah will act the same way towards you.
إن أحسنت إلى عباد الله أحسن الله إليك.
So if you treat the people well, Allah will treat you well.
وإن تخليت عن عباد الله ولم تساعدهم تخلى الله عنك.
So if you don't assist the people, then Allah will forsake you.
وكل معروف أن يبذله الإنسان لآخرين يعتبر صدقة.
And every good that a person does toward the people, it is considered to be sadaqah, charity.
كما لو هدى ضالا هدى ضالا. الهداية يرشده يعلمه.
نعم. So the one who guides and educates a person who is misguided.
فله في ذلك صدقة وأجر.
So in this he will have صدقة charity and reward.
أو يعين الرجل على دابته يحمل معه غرضة على دابته.
And a person who aids another in getting onto his riding beast.
أو يفرغ له من دلوه على دلو أخيه.
والدلو
الماء يفرغ لأخيه.
A dilu, like a bucket. He aids his brother with his bucket.
فكل معروف صدقة.
So every single good deed here is a charity.
وقد أرشد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجلا إلى الصدقة.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he guided the man to صدقة.
فقال الرجل فإن لم أجد ما عندي ما أتصدق به فإن لم أجد.
And the person said if I can't find anything to give charity with.
قال تعمل فتكسب فتنفع نفسك وتتصدق.
He said that you work to get some wealth and so that you can be able to get sadaqah, then you get sadaqah.
فقال فإن لم أستطع.
He said if I'm not able.
قال ترشد ضالا واحد ضيع الطريق ترشده صدقة.
A person that is lost, you direct them to the right way.
قال فإن لم أستطع.
And if I'm not able.
قال فتعين أخرق واحد لا يستطيع أن يقوم بأعمال نفسه تعينه.
And the person that's not able to take care of his own affairs, then you aid him in taking care of his affairs.
فقال فإن لم أستطع.
He said if I'm not able.
فكلما ذكر له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شيئا قال فإن لم أستطع.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said if the person not able to do something.
قال لا فإن لم كلما ذكر العمل قال لا فإن لم أستطع.
نعم. Every time he went into action he said that he's not able.
فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فكف شرك عن الناس فلك بذلك صدقة.
And then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to refrain, to keep your harm away from touching the people, and that will suffice you.
فأعمال الأجر والخير والبر كثيرة لا يعجز عنها أحد.
So the actions of good and reward they are many. There is no one who doesn't have the ability to do one of them.
لو لم تجد إلا أن تكف شرك عن الناس فلك بذلك أجر.
And if you couldn't find anything except that you prevent your harm reaching the people, then this is good and charity.
وقد مر رجل بشجرة قد قطعت على الناس طريقهم.
And he passed by a tree that had fallen and cut the pathway off of the people.
فقطعها فشكر الله له.
And فقطع. So he cut it, and Allah thanked him for that.
فشكر الله له.
نعم.
ورأت امرأة بغي من بغياء بني إسرائيل، امرأة زانية، كلبا يلهث يعني من شدة العطش.
And a woman from Bani Israel, a prostitute, she saw a dog that was like panting, panting due to its extreme thirst.
فسقته ماء فغفر الله لها.
And she gave a water and Allah forgave her.
فكل معروف يبذل الإنسان له فيه أجر وثواب.
So every good deed that a person puts forth, there is a reward in it for him.
يقول الشيخ وغير ذلك من الأخلاق التي دل عليه الكتاب والسنة على شرعيتها.
And Sheikh mentions in every other good deed of your character that has been proven by the book and the Sunnah in accordance with its legislation.
الدرس السادس عشر التأدب بالآداب الإسلامية.
And the 16th lesson here is adorning oneself with Islamic manners.
والتأدب بالآداب الإسلامية كثيرة بحمد الله شرع الله لنا.
And this تأدب, this a person behaving with Islamic manners and morals, there are many that have been legislated for us.
منها السلام وهو تحية الإسلام.
From it is السلام, this is the greeting of Islam.
والسلام اسم من أسماء الله عز وجل.
And السلام is the name of the names of Allah عز وجل.
يتوسل العبد بالسلام يدعو الله السلام أن يسلم من سلم عليه.
And the person when he gives his salam, he's making tawassul, seeking nearness to Allah by his name as-salam, so that Allah will grant safety and security to the one you're giving salam to.
As-salam اسم من اسماء الله عز وجل معناه السالم من كل عيب ونقص.
So as-salam is a name of Allah Ta'ala, and the meaning of it is the one who is free from every fault and deficiency.
والسلام الذي يسلم غيره من العيوب والآفات.
And it also means as-salam, the one who saves others from faults and deficiencies.
وإذا سلم المسلم على أخي المسلم فإنما يدعو الله السلام باسمه السلام أن يسلمه.
So when a person gives salam, he's calling upon Allah by his name as-salam to grant this safety and security to the one that he is giving salam to.
وقد دخل رجل على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال السلام عليكم. فرد عليه السلام وقال عشرة.
So a man entered upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, gave salam, and then he returned the salam and he said 10.
ودخل آخر فقال السلام عليكم ورحمة الله فرد عليه السلام وقال 20.
So another man entered, he said السلام عليكم ورحمة الله, then he صلى الله عليه وسلم returned it, then he said 20.
ودخل ثالث فقال السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته فرد عليه السلام وقال 30.
Then another man entered, he said السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, he returned it, then he said 30.
فقيل للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في ذلك لماذا قلت 10 و20 و30؟
So it was asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, why are you saying that 10, 20, 30؟
فقال السلام عليكم 10 حسنات.
So he said السلام عليكم, there are 10 good deeds.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله 20 حسنة.
And السلام عليكم ورحمة الله is 20 good deeds.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته 30 حسنة.
And السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, this is 30 good deeds.
إذا علمنا هذا تذكرنا كم فرطنا في هذه السنة العظيمة.
And when we think about this, contemplate upon this, we can realize how many good deeds have passed us by.
والسلام بين المسلمين سبب للمحبة.
And salam between the Muslims is a reason for there to be love between them.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الصحيح صحيح مسلم من حديث أبي هريرة.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated in صحيح مسلم حديث أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه.
والذي نفسي بيده لا تدخل الجنة حتى تؤمنوا.
I swear by the one in whose hand my soul is, you all will not enter into the Jannah until you believe.
ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا.
And you will not believe until you love one another.
أفلا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتم وتحاببتم أرشوا السلام بينكم.
So I'm not indicating something that will cause you to love one another. Spread the salam amongst yourselves.
لذلك أول مظاهر القطيعة بين اثنين متقاطعين أن يترك أحدهم السلام على الآخر.
Due to this, the first thing that occurs when people separate from one another, begin boycotting one another, is that they cutting each other off, is that they stop giving each other the salam.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث ليال.
And Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated that it is not permissible for a Muslim to boycott his brother for more than three days.
يلتقيان فيعرض هذا ويعرض هذا وخيرهما الذي يبدأ بالسلام.
So that they meet one another, and this one turned away from that one, and that one turned away from this one, and the best of the two of them, the ones who begins giving his salam first.
فالسلام سبب للمحبة.
So the salam is a reason for love.
وكان ابن عمر يدخل السوق ويرجع ولا يقف على سوم ولا بيع، لا يشتري ولا يبيع ولا يقول بكم هذا، فقط يذهب السوق ويرجع.
And Ibn Umar, he would go through the marketplace and he wouldn't buy anything, he was selling anything, he would go throughout the marketplace without buying or selling anything at all.
فقيل له في ذلك تذهب للسوق لا تشتري ولا تقف على السوق وترجع.
And he would say to him, why is that you're going to the marketplace, you're not asking how much this is, you're not buying anything, you're not selling anything.
فقال إنما نفعل ذلك أو نذهب للسوق نأجل السلام نذهب حتى نسلم على المسلمين.
And he said, I go to the marketplace just so I can give the salam to the Muslims that are in the marketplace.
فما أجملها لو اتصلت على أخيك منذ زمن لم تتصل به فقط لتسلم عليه.
So what is more beautiful than this? When you have a brother, you might reach him, you might call him just to give him the salams.
سيد ذلك جميلا منك جدا وهذا أمر يحبه الله في أجر وثواب.
So this he will find for you, that this is a beautiful action. This is something that is beloved by Allah.
والمقصود أن السلام من الآداب العظيمة التي جاء بها الإسلام.
And the point here is that a salam is from the etiquette and the morals and the good morals and manners of Islam that has been brought by Islam.
والسنة أن يسلم الصغير على الكبير يبدأه بالسلام.
And the sunnah is that the one who is younger should give salam to the one that is older.
والقليل على الكثير.
And the smaller group should give salam to the larger group.
والراكب على القاعد.
And the one who is riding should give salam to the one who are sitting. One who passes by gives salam to the one who is sitting.
والسنة أن من بدأك بالسلام أن ترد عليه كما سلم أو أفضل أو تزيد ذلك.
And the sunnah is when one gives salam to you, you return it with the same or you increase upon it.
كما قال الله عز وجل حييتم بتحية فحيوا بأحسن منها أو ردوها.
As Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, when someone greets you with a greeting, then you greet them with that which is better or that which is equal to it.
ومن الآداب البشاشة واستقبال الناس بابتسامة في تبسم في وجوههم.
And from the morals and manners of Islam is having a cheerful demeanor and greeting the people with a smile.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول تبسمك في وجه أخيك صدقة.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he stated that smiling towards the face of your brother is صدقة, charity.
والصحابة رضي الله عنهم يقولون ما رأينا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا متبسما.
And the صحابة companions, they stated that we've never seen the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم except that he was smiling.
والتبسم يختلف عن الضحك بصوت عالي.
And smiling differs from laughing with a loud voice.
فإن بعض المسلمين
or some of the Muslims,
إذا أراد أن يضحك ضحك بصوت عالي.
If he wants to laugh, he laughs with like this loud voice.
فكان أخلاقه أخلاق الفساق والفجار.
So his character is a character of the disobedient innocent.
كما يفعل السكارى.
As the people who are drunken. نعم, as the drunkards do.
أو كما يفعل مشجع المباريات على المدرجات.
Or fans when they cheering their team on.
أما المسلم فالمفروض فيه ألا يضحك بالصوت العالي المزعج.
And that which is required of the Muslim or expected of the Muslim is that he doesn't laugh with this loud voice like this.
ولا يكثر من الضحك أصلا.
And the foundation, the origin of the matter is that he shouldn't laugh a lot anyway.
كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فإن كثرة الضحك تميت القلب.
As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated that laughing a lot is something that kills the heart.
لكن لا بأس أن يضحك فيما هو مضحك.
But there's no problem with laughing at something that is something that you laugh at.
ولا بأس أن يتبسم بل التبسم في وجه أخيك صدقة. تبسمك في وجه أخيك صدقة.
And there's no problem with smiling since smiling to the face of your brother is صدقة, charity.
حتى أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما رآه أصحابه إلا متبسما.
To the point that the Sahaba and the companions, they didn't see the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم except that he was smiling.
وكان وجهه كقطعة قمر.
And his face was as though it was a portion of the moon.
وكانت يده أنعم من الديباج والحرير.
And in his hand, it was finer than silk and in fine material.
فإذا لقي أصحابه صافحهم.
So when he met his companions, he would shake their hands.
وهذه المصافحات تتساقط فيها الذنوب.
And this handshake, it caused sins to leave and fall off.
بعض الناس إذا مسك بيد أخيه.
And some of the people when they go to shake his brother's hand,
ضغط عليه ضغطا شديدا.
He grabs his hand in a harsh and a hard manner.
ربما أوجعه بذلك.
And
ربما أوجعه بذلك.
And he may أوجعه. He may harm him because of this.
وقد يشتكي هذا الأخ من جرح في يده مثلا.
And passes this person, he may have some type of some harmful, something may be wrong with his hand.
فيأتي هذا يصافح فيضغط ضغطا شديدا.
So he goes and he strongly grabs on in his hand.
هذا ليس من الآداب.
This is not from good manners.
بينما كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يده كالحرير أو الديباج.
Since the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, his hand was like silk or fine material.
وإذا صافح لم يترك أخاه حتى يكون ذاك الذي يترك أولا.
And when he would shake the person's hand, he wouldn't let go until that person let go of his hand.
ومن البشاشة أن تسأل أخاك عن صحته وأحواله وأولاده وزوجته وأهله.
And from having a cheerful demeanor is asking a person about his situation, his family and his children and the likes.
حتى تظهر أنك معتني في أمره.
To the point that it can be seen that you actually you care about his affairs.
فتقول كيف حالك كيف حال أولادك.
So you say, you know, how are you doing, how are your children doing.
ما عندك من الأولاد.
How many children do you have.
هل نجحوا في الدراسة.
هل
نجحوا في الدراسة.
Did they pass in their lessons.
هل توظف أولادك. هل مثلا تزوج أولادك.
Now, have you had your children married? Have they done this? Have they done that?
كيف حال والديك?
How are your parents doing?
أخلاق حسنة جاء بها الإسلام.
This is good character that Islam has come with.
ومن الأخلاق والآداب الأكل والشرب باليمين.
And from these manners and good character is eating and drinking with the right hand.
فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال للغلام طاشت يده في الصحفة.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said to a child who was moving his hand all about the plate.
قال يا غلام سمي الله.
He said, oh child, say the name of Allah.
وكل بيمينك وكل مما يليك.
Eat with your right hand, even that which is close to you.
فهذه آداب من آداب الطعام والشراب الأكل والشرب باليمين.
So these are from the etiquettes of eating and drinking that you eat and drink with your right hand.
وصح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال إذا أكل أحدكم فليأكل بيمينه ولا يشرب بيمينه.
And it is authentically reported in the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he stated, well, if he wants to eat, then he should eat and drink with his right hand.
وليعطي بيمينه وليأكل بيمينه.
So he should give with his right hand and take with his right hand.
فإن الشيطان يأكل بشماله ويشرب بشماله.
So for certainly the shaitan eats with the left hand and drinks with the left hand.
ويعطي بشماله ويأخذ بشماله.
And he gives with his left hand and takes with the left hand.
فإذا أكلت وشربت باليمين.
So if you go you eat and drink with your right hand.
عملت بالسنة وخالفت الشيطان.
You have acted in accordance with the sunnah and you have opposed the shaitan.
وإذا أكلت بشمالك وشربت بشمالك.
But if you eat with your left hand and drink with your left hand.
خالفت السنة وتشبهت بالشيطان.
You have opposed the sunnah and you are now imitating, resembling the shaitan.
فينبغي العناية بهذه السنة الأكل والشرب باليمين.
So it is important to have an inayah, to take care of this particular sunnah, to pay attention to it, to eat and drink with the right hand.
وقد يبلغ الأمر إلى أن يكون الأكل والشرب بالشمال من الحرام حرام يعني لا يجوز.
And it can reach this point of eating and drinking with your right hand, can reach the point to that is haram and it's not permissible.
لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن ذلك.
Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited that.
وفيه تشبه بالشيطان.
And in it is a resemblance, imitation of the shaitan.
وبعض الناس يأكل بيمينه ويشرب بالشمال.
And so the people that eat with their right hand and drink with their left.
وهذا أيضا لا يجوز.
And this also is not permissible.
وإنما يأكل بيمينه ويضع لقمته ثم يأخذ بيمينه ويشرب بيمينه.
So he eats with his right hand, then he puts that down and he goes to drink, picks up with his right hand and then drinks with his right hand.
هذه سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This is the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ومن الآداب التسمية عند الابتداء.
And from these adab, these manners is saying tasmiyah, the bismillah, when you begin.
إذا بدأ طعامه يقول بسم الله.
So when you begin eating, you say بسم الله.
وإذا دخل بيته يقول بسم الله.
And when he enters into his home, he says بسم الله.
وإذا دخل المسجد يقول بسم الله.
And when he enters into the masjid, he says بسم الله.
وإذا وضع ثيابه يقول بسم الله.
And when he takes his clothing off, he says بسم الله.
فالتسمية معناها البداء بسم الله عز وجل تبركا طلب البركة.
So this tasmiyah here means that you begin saying the bismillah, seeking blessing in what you're doing.
فيبدأ بالتسمية عند الطعام والشراب.
So he begins with the bismillah when in the beginning with eating and drinking.
فيقول بسم الله.
So he says بسم الله.
لا يقول بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فقط يقول بسم الله.
He doesn't say بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Rather, he only says بسم الله.
فالتسمية غير البسملة.
So
التسمية قول بسم الله والبسملة قول بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
نعم. So the تسمية is saying بسم الله. The بسملة is saying بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والبسملة تكون عند قراءة بداية قراءة سورة القرآن. تقول بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
And the basmala occurs when you're in the beginning of reciting the surah of Quran. You say بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
أما التسمية فعند الأكل والشرب تقول بسم الله.
As for a tasmiyah, you're saying a bismillah when you want to eat and drink.
وعند الوضوء تقول بسم الله.
And when you want to perform the wudu, you say bismillah.
وعند دخول المسجد وخروج منه تقول بسم الله.
And when you enter to the masjid and exit, you say bismillah.
عندما تضع ثيابك تقول بسم الله.
When you take your clothing off, you say bismillah.
وعند الذبيحة تقول بسم الله الله أكبر.
And when you want to sacrifice an animal, you say bismillah, Allah Akbar.
ومن الآداب الحمد عند الفراغ. عن الفراغ يعني بعدما تفرغ من الأكل والشرب تقول الحمد لله.
And الحمد, this praise here is to be said when you finish things. As for example, when you finish drinking and eating, you say الحمد لله.
وفي صحيح مسلم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And in صحيح مسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated.
إن الله يرضى عن العبد يأكل الأكلة فيحمده عليها. That ويشرب الشربة فيحمده عليها.
That Allah who عز وجل is pleased with the servant when he eats. He says alhamdulillah. When he drinks, he says alhamdulillah.
فينال العبد بالأجر والثواب ورضا الله عز وجل إذا حمد الله تبارك وتعالى بعد الطعام والشراب.
So the servant he achieves the pleasure of Allah and reward when he eats and drinks and afterwards he says alhamdulillah.
وكذلك الحمد بعد العطاس.
And likewise, you say alhamd after sneezing.
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا عطس أحدكم فليحمد الله.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that when one of you sneezes, he should say alhamdulillah.
فإذا قال الحمد لله فليقل له أخوه أو صاحبه يرحمك الله.
So when a person sneezes and says alhamdulillah, then his brother or his companion should say يرحمك الله.
ثم ليقل يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم.
Then he says يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم.
ومن عطس ولم يحمد الله.
And the one who sneezes and doesn't praise Allah.
لا يستحق أن يشمت ويشمت معناه أن يقال له يرحمك الله.
He doesn't deserve for a person to say back to him يرحمك الله.
فقد عطس رجل عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فحمد الله فشمته الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So a man sneezed and praised Allah. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said to him يرحمك الله.
وعطس آخر فلم يحمد الله فلم يشمته النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And another man sneezed and he didn't praise Allah. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not say to him يرحمك
فقال يا رسول الله عطس فلان فشمته وعطست فلم تشمتني.
And the man said to him, this person sneezed and you say يرحمك الله to him, but I sneezed and you didn't say يرحمك الله to me.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عطس فلان فحمد الله فشمته.
And the Prophet said to him, this person he sneezed and he praised Allah said alhamdulillah, so I say يرحمك الله to him.
وعطست فلم تحمد الله فلم أشمتك.
And you sneezed and you didn't praise Allah, so I did not say يرحمك الله to you.
ومن ذلك عيادة المريض زيارة المريض.
And from is visiting the person who is ill.
والمقصود منها التقرب إلى الله بهذا الفعل الصالح العمل الصالح.
And the point here is to seek nearness to Allah. The point here is to seek nearness to Allah with this righteous action.
والدعاء للمريض عند عيادته.
And to supplicate for this for the person who is ill when you visit him.
ومواساة المريض على ما أصابه من مرض. مواساة يعني الوقوف معه وتهوين الأمر عليه.
And you have a and when you're visiting this person, you empathize with him for his illness that he's going through.
فلا ينبغي أن يطيل عنده الزيارة.
And it is not appropriate that you stay with him for a very long time.
ولا ينبغي أن يشق عليه في ذلك.
And it's not appropriate that you make it difficult for him in this regard.
ولا ينبغي أن ييأس من رحمة الله ومن بعد الشفاء.
And nor should you give him, make him go into despair, and make him think that Allah will not hear him.
حتى يقال أن بعضهم إذا دخل على مريض
to the point that some of the people say when they enter upon one who is ill,
هول عليه الأمر.
They magnify his affair. They make it like it's a great thing.
They go, what's this?
so they say, what's this? Ooh.
حتى ربما قال له.
To the point that maybe said to him,
أعرف صديقا.
I have a friend.
أصيب بمثل مرضك فمات.
He had the same thing that you afflicted when he died.
أو يقول له.
What do you say to him?
كل هذا بسبب كثرة الطعام.
And all this is because you're eating too much.
أو لأنك فعلت وفعلت.
Or because you did this, you did that.
أو لأنك لا تعتني بنفسك.
Or because you don't take care of yourself.
فيفتح معه محاضرة طويلة.
So it becomes like this long drawn out lecture.
وهذا ما لا ينبغي.
And this is something that is not appropriate.
بل دخل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على امرأة مريضة.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم entered upon a woman who was ill.
فقال أبشري فإن مرض المؤمن يسقط خطاياه كما تسقط الشجرة ورقها.
And he said glad tidings for the illness of a person that causes their faults, their bad deeds to fall off of them, to leave them just as leaves fall off of a tree.
وعيادة المريض من الأعمال الصالحة التي تكون سبب لدخول الجنة.
And visiting the sickness and the righteous actions that can be a cause for a person to enter into the paradise.
وفي صحيح مسلم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم من أصبح اليوم منكم صائما؟ وقال أبو بكر أنا.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said today which one of you woke up fasting and Abu Bakr said me.
قال من أطعم اليوم مسكينا؟ قال أبو بكر أنا.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم who fed a poor person today and Abu Bakr said me.
قال من عاد اليوم مريضا؟ قال أبو بكر أنا.
And he said who visited a sick person today and Abu Bakr said me.
قال من مشى اليوم في جنازة؟ قال أبو بكر أنا.
And he said who followed the funeral procession today and Abu Bakr said me.
وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما اجتمعت في امرئ في يوم إلا دخل الجنة.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that no person gathers all of these good deeds in one day except that he enters to the paradise.
ومن عاد مريضا فقال.
And whoever visits an ill person and says.
أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيك سبع مرات إلا عافاه الله.
That he says this supplication seven times إلا
عافاه الله.
Except
أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيك.
نعم أسأل الله the magnificent Lord of the throne to heal you.
استقولها بالعربي ما تقولها بالإنجليزي.
أسأل
الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيك.
You say this in Arabic. You don't say it in English. You say the supplication in Arabic.
طيب. أسأل الله العظيم رب العظيم أن يشفيك. ومن عاد مريضا.
And whoever visits a sick person.
في نهار.
In the morning.
صلى عليه 70,000 ملك حتى يمسي.
Whoever visits a sick person in the day, 70,000 angels will supplicate for him as begins for him until the evening.
ومن عاد مريضا في مساء حين يمسي صلى عليه 70,000 ملك حتى يصبح.
And whoever visits an ill person in the evening, that 70,000 angels will send salat upon him until the morning, to the next day.
ومن الآداب اتباع الجنائز.
And from these matters is following the funerals.
وفي حديث أبو بكر الذي ذكرناه آنفا من مشى اليوم في جنازة قال أبو بكر أنا.
And in this regard has come the hadith of Abu Bakr that we explained to you, where he asked who followed the funeral procession today, and he said me.
واتباع الجنائز والصلاة على الميت.
And of following these funeral processions and praying over the one who is deceased.
فإنها من أجل القربات التي تقرب بها العبد إلى الله عز وجل.
So this is from the most noble of acts that a person can utilize the significance to Allah عز وجل.
ومن مشى في جنازة ثم صلى عليها.
So whoever goes to the funeral and he prays there.
كان لهم الأجر كالجبل.
And his reward is like a mountain.
قال الراوي أحسبه قال كجبل أحد.
And the narrative he mentions that is like the mount of Uhud, Mount Uhud.
فمن مشى فيها حتى تدفن كان له قراط أي جبل كجبل أحد من الأجر.
And whoever goes and they bury the person as well, he will have like a qirat, the dice of Mount Uhud.
أي من صلى على جنازة فله قراط أي كالجبل من الأجر والثواب. ومن بقي حتى تدفن فله قراطان.
Nah, so the person that who prays over an individual who is deceased, he will have the qirat, the like of a mountain, Mount Uhud. And then the person who then goes and buries a person, he will have like two mountains, two times Mount Uhud.
وذلك لأن الميت يستفيد من اتباع الحي له اتباع جنازته والصلاة عليه.
And that is because the deceased individual he benefits from a person following his funeral procession.
فإن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما من مسلم يقوم على جنازته 40 رجلا لا يشركون بالله إلا شفعهم الله فيه يعني إلا قبل دعائهم فيه.
And since the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that there is no one who is deceased and 40 people they go to pray over him except that they will be able to intercede for this individual.
ومن الآداب دفن الميت وهو فرض كفاية لا بد على المسلمين أن يدفن بعضهم بعضا.
And from these etiquettes here is definitely is burying the deceased and it is fardhu kifaya. It is common that we bury each other.
فيغسله ويكفنه ويدفنه.
So he washes him, he shrouds him, and he buries him.
على الوجه الذي سيذكره الشيخ في الدروس القادمة إن شاء الله.
And the fashion that the sheikh is going to mention in the lessons that will be coming, inshallah.
كذلك من الآداب الشرعية عند دخول المسجد.
And likewise, from the legislative morals and manners is entering into the masjid.
فتقول دعاء دخول المسجد.
So you say the supplication for entering into the masjid.
بسم الله اللهم صل على محمد اللهم افتح لي أبواب رحمتك.
Now, so you say the supplication that you heard the sheikh say.
وكذلك تدخل برجلك اليمنى.
And likewise, you enter with your right foot.
ولا تفرق بين اثنين.
And you don't split between two people.
ولا تمر بين يدي المصلين.
And you don't like walk in front of people who are praying.
ولا تحدث ازعاجا.
ولا
تحدث ازعاجا.
And you don't make a lot of noise.
فلا ترفع صوتك.
So you don't raise your voice.
ولا تشوش على قارئ ولا مصلي.
And you don't cause confusion and distract the people who are reciting in the lecture.
وتحفظ المسجد من النجاسات والقاذورات والأوساخ.
And you protect the mass, you preserve the mass, you maintain it, and preserve it from all types of filth and dirt and the likes of these things.
فقد جاء رجل ودخل المسجد فبال في طائفة المسجد في جزء منه.
So a man, he came to the masjid and he urinated in an area of the masjid.
فقام عليه الصحابة رضي الله عنهم.
So the companion, they stood up to aggress against him.
فنهاهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن ذلك.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he prohibited them from that.
فقال دعوه حتى يتم بوله.
And he said, leave him until he finishes his urination.
ثم دعاه عليه الصلاة والسلام وقال.
Then he called this man عليه الصلاة والسلام and he said,
إن هذه المساجد لا تصلح لهذه القاذورات.
That this masjid is not appropriate to for these types this type of filth.
فإنما هي للصلاة ولذكر الله.
So certainly it is for the salah, for prayer and remembrance of Allah.
ثم أمر بذنوب مما سطر في ماء وأريق عليه.
Then he ordered for a bucket of water, a lot of water to pour on top of it.
لماذا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهاه وهو يبول؟
How come the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did prohibit him from doing so while he was in the state of urinating?
مع أنه يبول في المسجد ويفسد المسجد وينجسه.
While he was in the masjid, urinating in the masjid and making it filthy and corrupting the masjid.
قالوا حتى لا يأتي بمنكر أكبر أو بمفسد أكبر.
So that a greater evil will not have come out of this action.
فربما لو منعه وهو يبول لانتثر البول أكثر في المسجد.
So perhaps it would have taken while he was urinating and his urine would have spread all over the masjid.
وربما انحصر البول في جوفه فتضرر.
So perhaps he would have like held his urine and harmed himself.
وربما نفر من الإسلام ولا يعلم أن المسجد لا يجوز البول فيه.
And maybe he would have ran away from Islam, free from Islam. Maybe he didn't know that the masjid is not a place for urination.
هو جاء من البادية.
So he came from the desert.
وقبل الإسلام ما كان في مساجد.
And before Islam there were no مساجد.
وهذا أول مسجد يبنى.
And this was the first masjid that was built.
فظن أنه يجوز أن يبول في أي زاوية من.
So he thought it was permissible to just go urinating in any area of the masjid.
فلو سحبوه وهو يبول.
So he was to be pulled while he was urinating.
لتضرر بذلك ونفر من الإسلام.
So maybe he would be harmed for that and he would have ran away from Islam.
لكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يعني كلمه بالحسنى.
But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he spoke to him with good words.
والأخ أبو أحمد يقول توقف هو سنتوقف نكتب على القدر والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
And my brother Abu Ahmed is saying to halt, so he's going to halt, and he the sheikh closed out.